Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. A year ago, I predicted that the prices of gold, silver, and platinum would rise during 2021, with gold and silver rising by a greater percentage than they increased the year before. That was a bold prediction, as a percentage increase in gold's price during 2020 was the highest in history, while silver had the highest percentage increase in a decade. I also expected that the price of palladium would decline. As you may already know, the prices of all four of these precious metals dropped last year. What happened? The answers are a bit complicated. A lot of financial and political developments last year were about as I projected. The U.S. government continued to sharply increase spending and budget deficits. It continued inflation of the money supply at a higher rate than before 2020. Normally, those pushed down the U.S. dollar, as happened the year before. A falling dollar usually boosts gold and silver prices. The dollar did fall in value against almost all metal and energy commodities last year, which sparked the highest increase in consumer prices in multiple decades. However, as poorly as the U.S. currency performed, other world currencies generally performed worse. So, a relatively strong dollar last year helped hold down precious metals prices. Next, as I have explained before, the U.S. government is the greatest financial beneficiary of holding down gold and silver prices. Rising precious metals prices send negative signals to financial markets, which would have huge negative consequences to the U.S. government. Therefore, in my judgment, another major reason for the decline in gold and silver prices was that the U.S. government pulled out almost every strategy it could to ensure these price drops. As it has done for many decades, the Treasury Department again almost certainly used its Exchange Stabilization Fund to do so, in conjunction with the actions of the 24 primary trading partners of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the Bank for International Settlements, the International Monetary Fund, and allied central banks. This is a quick explanation of why precious metals prices performed poorly last year. I expect a different result this year, so come back Friday for more details here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.